Penguin Random House Audio presents June by Miranda Beverly Whittemore. Read for you by Sophia Willingham. For Grandeur, who shared so many tales of her childhood a century ago and told me of the real Lemon Gray Neely. And for her daughter, my mama, who is always up for an adventure, even if, especially if, it's a wild goose chase off the beaten path. June 2015. Chapter 1. Houses don't always dream. In fact, most don't. But once again, Two Oaks was dreaming of the girls. The one called June, who looked like a woman, and the one called Lindy, who looked like a boy. In the dream, June and Lindy lay together in what was, in that era, June's bedroom, just off the stairs. It was dreaming that rescued Two Oaks out of its present state, from its third-floor ballroom wheeling with bats, down its dusty master staircase, into the foyer piled with mail addressed to the dead, and then back up the ruddy pine of the servant stairs, almost fooling the mansion into believing itself still on the precipice of adventure. The old house summoned the whispers swirling off the girls' tongues, the secrets scuttling inside their quick minds, the push of June's will and the pull of Lindy's desire. Houses that dream are built for the ages, one or two perhaps in every small American town. Once revered as grand.